You're listening to Voices from the 2008 Membership Conference of the ACLU. I'm Matt Dellinger. Joining me is Heather Gilman from Ponce de Leon, Florida, and she is the Gilman of Gilman versus Holmes County School District, a First Amendment case that was recently ruled upon in Florida. And welcome, Heather.
Hey.
So your case was about, it was a First Amendment case, basically, and it was about whether or not the school could tell students what to wear and sort of how to express themselves. And tell me how this whole issue got started.
Well, some of my friends, that we were wanting to support gays and lesbians. Some of them were wearing GP on their hands, and I wanted to wear a shirt that said, I support gays.
So you wanted to wear a shirt?
Yeah, I wanted to wear a shirt.
But
there were people getting suspended for writing GP on their hands, so we weren't allowed to wear rainbows or anything with GP on it. But I wore my shirt anyways because it didn't say anything in the student code of conduct about wearing anything in support of gays or lesbians.
Were you called into the principal's office?
No, I wasn't. My cousin told me about it. She said that she had got called into the office and he asked if she was a lesbian and she told him that she was.
And did this start with, how did this start? Why did the principal start calling kids?
Because a friend of mine, she was getting teased by some middle school girls. And she went to the teacher about it, and she told her to go to the office. Mm-hmm. And she went to the office, and the principal told her that she shouldn't be around the middle school girls and that being a lesbian was going down the wrong road, and it was against the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
And so some of you, the other students, started wearing supportive slogans and...
Yeah, they started wearing, like, GP on their hands for gay pride.
And these weren't necessarily students who were, or were these students who were gay?
There were some that were gay, and there were some that were straight.
Some that were just supporting. But
yeah.
But everyone got into trouble together?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when this happened at your school, what did you decide to do about it? What did you want to do about it?
We contacted the ACLU about it, and they sent a letter to the school district asking what slogans I would be allowed to wear on shirts or notebooks or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that none of them would be allowed. So we sued the school board.
And did you win?
Yeah, we won.
How long did the trial take?
2 days, but it was a long process.
How many plaintiffs were there?
Only one.
Just you?
Me.
Wow. And so you went in to testify?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was pretty scary. It was kind of nerve-wracking. There were a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
There were like a million lawyers on my side and then like maybe three on the school board side.
Uh-huh. That's the ACLU.
Yeah.
And so how did it feel to kind of, carry this, be the banner carrier for this problem that you saw? And to get all, I mean, there's a lot of attention on you.
Yeah, it was kind of... scary, kind of, because I didn't know what people would think, but then I figured, who cares what people think? I'm standing up for something I believe in.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17. You just finished your
junior year.
This is a lot for a 17-year-old to undertake.
Yeah, it is.
That's congratulations.
Thank you.
And how did your parents were very supportive?
Yes, extremely.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
And how did they feel about it?
My sister, she was supportive of it. My brother, he didn't really say anything about it.
Yeah. How old's he?
He's 15.
Yeah. Tough age.
Yeah.
Now, after the case was resolved, the federal judge found in your favor, and the school was permanently enjoined from suppressing students' First Amendment rights. And you just went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Was anything different? Were you... known around the school for having happened?
Well, some people told me congratulations that I've never talked to before at school, but...
Really?
Yeah. And there were a bunch of people wearing t-shirts and rainbows and all that stuff.
And what happened to the principal? Did he stay? Did he apologize in any way after the ruling?
No, he's still at the school.
I'm wondering why you undertook this. Why did you... If you were not the one that was being suspended or told not to wear something, I mean, what made you decide to fight this?
Because I thought it was wrong that he was telling people that being gay or lesbian was going against the Bible or going down the wrong road. I didn't think that was... I didn't think he should be able to be pushing that on people.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believed in it, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
You've been listening to voices from the 2008 ACLU Membership Conference. You can hear more of these conversations at the website, aclu.org, and you can subscribe to the podcast feed through the iTunes Music Store. Just search for ACLU. This is Matt Dellinger.